of notable thing during my watch during the morning was the extent of reconnaissance by the Israelis. There was a fairly close circle to ship by an Israeli reconnaissance plane before I took the watch at about 6 or 6:30. And then during my watch, there were continual overflights of about every 40 minutes or hour all morning long by aircraft that were usually clearly marked with the Israeli Star David and low enough that we could see the markings. Usually these are NORAD Atlas 2501, obvious reconnaissance planes. Would circle the ship at quite low level, often low enough that we could see the pilots. Our crew members waved to the pilots, and you'd actually see the pilots waving back. You could make out the pilots in their cockpits clearly, make out their facial features. At one point, we were circled quite low by two jet aircraft with rockets hanging under the wings that circled the ship three times. On at least one other occasion, there was a NORAD Atlas that passed down up the starboard side, crossed in front, down the port side, and then came over directly over the ship while the captain was on the bridge at very, very low level, I'd say less than 200 feet over the ship. It was so low that the captain, who was standing with me at the time, commented, "Watch those bomb doors. If you see bomb doors start to open, make an immediate hard right turn." And actually, I don't think it had bomb doors, and they didn't open, but you could see what looked like camera ports under the airplane.